I would say that we have a pretty big announcement, a very big good announcement.
Yay.
And that is that it was announced tonight on State of the Station that a certain person involved with this podcast is going to be Big Fatty's co-host on the Pink Carpet show the first night, and that is Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. Thus solidifying my symbiotic relationship with Big Fatty, so I'm very excited about it. Yes. I was they came to me, he asked me, I was gobsmacked that he asked me, and I was not nervous. I don't get nervous about things, but I was excitedly trepidatious to say yes, because I didn't at the time know if I was going to be able to make it to Vegas. I certainly didn't want to commit to something. But when it looked like I was going to be able to go, it was very, very quickly, easily shouted from the highest rooftop. Yes. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, shouted from the highest rooftop, but not until after they made the announcement.
Well, no, they got to make the announcement first, of course. So yes, I'm very excited. I get to stand beside the bacon suit.
Yes.
There's really no higher honor.
Yes. No, there's definitely I'm very excited.
So everyone you need to come to impress. Dress to impress. I'm excited.
Well, and that was talked about tonight.
Are you going to be the Joan Rivers of the Pink Carpet?
No, I think we know that Fatty is the Joan Rivers of the Pink Carpet. I can only strive to be the Donna Sugars.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online.
Fatty is the Joan Rivers of the Pink Carpet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1704 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I have got a list. Big Fatty Sofa Pad. Hello, Grampies. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Grampies today because, Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. Well, I'll tell you what, here's a little clue.
We're having a baby, my baby and me. You'll read it in winter that we're adding a limb to our family tree.
Big Fatty, is this something you forgot to tell us? No, it's not me. We're not having a baby. But y'all, and I'm sure many of you know this already because you're on the face space like you, Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, she and Weena are going to be having a baby, and that means that Burb Hardy is going to be a grandfather. Big Fatty, you're so silly. So that's why you are Grampies today, and you know, the nice thing is, Nessa, through all of this, she'll be able to feel her face the entire for 9 months straight, and all kinds of good things like that. But anyway, that's the big news. Yes, Big Fatty.
We're having a baby. My baby and me.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, if you watch the Big Brother on Sunday night, you know that who was on the Battle of the Block, who got nominated, who won the head of household, and who's left on the block. Y'all, as you saw, that Caleb and Victoria won the Battle of the Block, and Donnie got him a bath. Big Fatty. But y'all, I gotta tell you, you're gonna wanna tune in on Thursday night, because you know, Caleb and Victoria, even though they won, they have to perform some tasks, and y'all, one of them is that Caleb gets his head shaved, and y'all, and then they have a what's called the Adam and Eve penalty, and y'all, that means that they both run around in kind of Caleb's running around in kind of a tiny little pair of shorts that looks like leaves. And Victoria's running around, and it looks like she's wearing a bikini. And Caleb's pretty much naked is what it is, with a shaved head. Yes, McFreddy! Yeah, I guess y'all, the other thing I wanted to say about the Big Brother was that... Zanky, Zach and Frankie, you know, that's the Zanky. I couldn't believe that Zach says, "I can't wait for us to have our night of intercourse." And I'm like, "What?" And Cody is sitting there listening to him. Y'all, he may have been inappropriately touching himself. I don't know. But y'all, it's the gayest. It's the gayest summer of the Big Brother that we've had. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, first of all, I want to remind everyone that we've got a State of the Station this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, lots of good information. Y'all, we are up to just about 70 people coming this September, and y'all, there's still time. You know, we got the room discount extended to the 18th, and y'all, you can also go on over there and order you a t-shirt, sign up for the Pride 48 Brofkas, and if you're interested, sign up for the Cirque du Soleil show that's planned for Sunday night. And y'all, the other thing that I wanted to mention, of those of you who are podcasters, you should have gotten an e-letter from that Daniel Bieber asking you to send in your first, second, and third choices of the different time slots. And y'all, the sooner you get that in, the more it'll help us, is all I got to say. So go ahead and get that, respond to that. And y'all, the other thing, and some of you may not have heard this, but that Joey Bukkake and Donna Sugars, they're doing a special project, and they want all podcasts to send them a 1400 by 1400 pixel 300 dpi piece of artwork of their show logo. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, and y'all, I meant to say, let's go over and check how the auction is doing over there at the Pride 48. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not prepared for this, but let's just go over there right now. I know several of the of the ointments. I think there were six of them all together, but several of them have already sold. And let's just go over here. Let's Pride48.com, baby. Oh. Y'all, I don't know why I'm hearing all kinds of music or something. Big Freddy, I hope y'all didn't hear that. I think it was some sort of pwn site or something. Big Freddy, a pwn site! Pride48.com. All right, and I'm going to click on the Pride 48 auction. There it is. Okay, let's just go and click on this. Oh, Big Freddy! Y'all, the BFO ointment is up to $40 over there, and the Joe Batant Show ointment is up to $75, and Cocktails and Kerfuffles, oh, it's sold, and Dubious Intentions, oh, it's sold, Kathy Bacon, oh, it's sold, and Pineapple Prince, oh, it's sold. Big Fatty, yours is the one that nobody wants. Well, I think they're just all waiting because, you know, the others sold for $100 a piece. I think the BFO ornament will go for more than $100, and people are just not hitting that buy now button so that they can outbid each other and get it all above $100. So the BFO ornament.
Big Freddy, that would be lovely because I'm on the back of it with Squeaky Kitty. It's true, yes.
Big Fatty, you're going to do a lot of nattering today. It's true, I am. I got a couple of things I want to talk to everybody about today. Y'all, that, what do you call it? Trucker Alex has sent me a message saying that starting on Thursday night, y'all, that there's a new show coming on. I think it's on the Comedy Channel. Oh, y'all, that is my leftovers from my supper last night. Granny and I went out to supper on Sunday night, and y'all, it was just too much. It was too much. And so I brought half of it home, and that had it for my lunch today. Y'all, it was lovely. But anyway, and of course, Big Fatty had a coupon. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Trucker Alex was telling me about a new show that is debuting Thursday night. Y'all, it is called Jesus, and y'all, it looks very it's gonna get people to start bitching, and y'all, it's very irreverent. That's the words I'm looking for. Big Freddy, I knew you'd find them. Y'all, you might want to check that out. Jesus over on the Comedy Channel. And y'all, Larry Kly told me, and I think this is on the Comedy Channel also. He told me in the coal mine today that the Comedy Channel is they are having short week.
Big Freddy, you did that back in January.
Well, that's what I said also. Y'all, I'm telling you, somebody at the Comedy Channel has come up, is listening to the BFO, because y'all, Big Freddy came up with Shark Week. I don't think the Comedy Channel did it before I did. Y'all, even if they did, Big Freddy... Big Fatty speaks from experience, because Big Fatty, if you know about anything, it's about charting. It's true. Anyway, all right, I got that. Y'all, the last thing. Oh, and I got a e-letter from Paul the Kitten Whisperer, y'all, there was a couple of pictures, and I've sent them on over to Spotting Crazy, and hopefully Spotting Crazy will get those up on the what do you call it, the WWW here pretty soon. But y'all, the last thing I want to talk to you about is it's three little words, and y'all, they are please and thank you. Y'all, I'm gonna come clean. Big Fatty got a reminder that we need to say please and thank you. And y'all, I was terribly embarrassed that I didn't say please when I should have, and but I'm very thankful that the person who reminded me of it, and they didn't do it in an ugly way, but it was just a way to say, Big Fatty, let's remember the things we learned back in the first grade or kindergarten. You know, those will take you a long way in life, and y'all. I'm very thankful for being reminded of this, but y'all don't ever assume anything. Don't ever assume that, oh well, they know I meant to say please, or they know I'm thankful that they helped me with that, or that they brought me that, or that they thought about me. Y'all, don't ever assume that people. And you know, the thing is, most people do realize knowing you, they realize it. But y'all, that's still no excuse for not saying please and thank you. And y'all, you know, it's rather than make excuses, and Big Fatty, when he was called out on it, he started to I don't want to say justify, but just explain the situation. Y'all, don't justify poor manners or poor behavior. Y'all, you got to own it and make yourself a better person because of it. And you're responsible for yourself. Ain't nobody else responsible for you, but y'all, it takes a good friend or somebody that cares deeply about you to remind you, hey, you know, you get a lot more. You get a lot more. Or there's something. You know, there's something about attracting bees with honey. What? I don't know. I don't. It's something about honey rather than in vinegar. I don't. I don't
Big Fatty, then why did you bring it up?
I don't know.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, but y'all take the time. And y'all, here's the thing. In the world we live in today. so many people don't say that when you do say it, it really sometimes just startles people that you would say please or thank you. And you know, that's the good thing. And y'all, here's the thing: if you supervise people or you're the boss, it doesn't cost a cent. It does not cost a cent to say please and thank you, but it means a lot if you do say those kinds of things. So y'all just kind of take a step back and look at yourself in the mirror. I know Big Fatty did just that, and y'all it touched me enough that I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll discuss this on the little show because. Y'all, it's impotent. It's just impotent that we do that. And y'all, goodness knows, there's enough asshattery, Big Fatty, such words out there that you dare to be different. I guess dare to be different, Big Fatty. This is just carrying on. Well, anyway, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all, Vader came over here Sunday night to the Fat Cave, and y'all, we've decided that my Yeti micro hoist actually is indeed not working. And y'all, I called the blue microphone people on Monday. And told them what the problem was and told them that I had tried it out on a couple of different computers and it just wasn't working, but the cord seemed to be working just fine. And y'all, the lady says, well, Big Fatty, send me your documentation and your address and your phone number, and then we'll tell you how to send it back to us. And if we find that it is indeed broken, we're going to send you a brand new one. Y'all, I got noticed that there was something in the P.O. box, but y'all, I didn't have a chance to go over to the P.O. box today, so I'll try to get by there this week. You know, I usually like to go when I go to the Von's East on hunt days, so we'll just see how that all works out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the... Pot is my co-pilot, and of course Taylor and Miss Carlisle Huffington will be out there in Lost Wages, and Taffy is going to be doing the pink carpet with me, as you heard. And Taffy, any final words for Big Fatty?
Fatty is the Joan Rivers of the pink carpet.
Oh, 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 oh! Who are you wearing?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.